And for formality, I have Ms. Anthony do formal roll call.
Okay. This is formal roll call. Dr. Sadlick?
Here.
Yes? Dr. Sadlick?
Here.
Dr. Popio?
Here.
Ms. Tibbetts?
Here.
Ms. Gallen?
Here.
Dr. Campbell?
Here.
Dr. Spatt?
Here.
Dr. Rubin? We have quorum.
Ms. Asta from the Attorney General Office is joining us, and of course, Ms. Anthony. I'm going to go to next with the Declaration of Conflict of Interest. I haven't received anything. Does anyone have any conflict of interest, board member wise, with the agenda for today? Okay. I'm going to roll on then to the civility statement. And of course, the open meeting law, the board has a civility policy that prohibits any type of disorderly conduct that disrupts the board from carrying on our business. So violating this policy, I'm going to ask once if you cannot modify your behavior. Basically, at this point, you'd be disconnected from the phone call. With that, I want to roll through 4A, and the board is permitting 4A all the way through 4P as in Paul. And I need a motion.
So moved. This is Dr. Rubin.
Okay. Dale, do you want to do a formal one?
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. Is Dr. Rubin, did you make a motion?
So moved as presented by Dr. Benoit.
Is anyone else having trouble?
I want to hear what you're saying, Dr. Rubin.
Yeah, Dr. Rubin, you're kind of garbled a little bit.
I apologize. Let me know if you can hear me as I'm talking. Apparently not. Is this improved?
Yeah.
That's much better. Thank you.
Thanks.
So moved as presented by Dr. Sadler.
So Dr. Sadlick, you're making the motion. Dr. Rubin, you're seconding the motion?
Correct.
Okay. Roll call, please. Dr. Sadlick?
Aye.
Dr. Popio?
Aye.
Ms. Tibbetts?
Aye.
Ms. Gallen?
Aye.
Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Dr. Spatt?
Aye.
Dr. Rubin?
Aye.
Motion carries.
What I'd like to do is roll item number 7 before we roll item number 6. Then we're going to obviously get into number 5. So let me go on to... Go ahead, Neil.
Dr. Sadlick, if you wouldn't mind, could we take 5A through E first and then do...
Sure.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Do we have anybody else besides Dr. Bailey being represented by legal counsel? Okay. So we're going to probably start off with 5. Let's go ahead and start off with 5B. We're going to move into Dr. Bailey. And then, Ms. Bragg, you're representing Dr. Bailey?
Dr. Burns. I apologize.
Right.
Dr. Jennifer Burns.
Okay. So you're representing, you're representing Jennifer Burns?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So let's go ahead and move into number 5A then. And this would be case number 20-155. And I
have Ms. Anthony,
your overview.
Okay. And Dr. Sadlick, members of the board, On June 29th, 2020, Dr. Elizabeth Dodge, the Deputy Director of the Arizona Board of Pharmacy, notified our board of a complaint related to respondents. Prescription of an out-of-scope medication, specifically Vyvanse. It's a Schedule II controlled medication typically used for ADHD. Included with the notice was a copy of the prescription related to patient J.N. In review of the CSPMP, board staff noticed respondent had written three prescriptions for the out-of-scope medication. On June 30th, 2020, the notice of board complaint and subpoena was sent to respondent. On July 23rd, 2020, the respondent and records, the response and records were received. Respondent prescribed Vyvanse to patient JJ on 3/13/2020, 4/8/2020, and 5/1/2020. It is a class 2 controlled substance and not within prescriptive authority. Prior to prescribing, respondent had not heard of that particular medicine. Respondent was aware of the prescribing limitations. She called the patient's pharmacy prior to prescribing the medication to confirm it was within her scope. According to respondent, the pharmacist confirmed she could prescribe it. Respondent diagnosed JJ with ADD based on the use of a questionnaire and patient's statement that her primary care physician mentioned that particular medicine. The patient stated she had a family member with ADD who was taking that medication and she wanted to try it. According to respondent, on May 22, 2020, she phoned the pharmacy board regarding an unrelated matter and inquired about her ability to prescribe the medication or any other ADD medication and was informed she could not. Respondent immediately self-corrected and informed the patient she could no longer write the prescription for this medication. According to the chart notes, respondent was treating patient JJ for hormonal and menopausal issues. From the number of times she stated she questioned the pharmacist on the initial phone call, it is apparent respondent was concerned this medication was not within her scope. She was still concerned weeks later when she made an inquiry again during a phone call to the pharmacy board. During that call, she was informed that the medication was not within her prescriptive authority. She immediately discontinued prescribing the medication and informed the patient. The potential violations could include 3215.01.31 S and Y.
And Dr. Burns, is Dr. Burns with you? I know it's legal counsel, but Dr. Burns, are you going to be speaking or is it okay? Can you give us your rundown on this?
If you don't mind, Doctor, this is Vanessa Bragg. I prepared a brief kind of statement to provide the board on behalf of Dr. Burns and her counsel.
Okay, that's fine.
Ms. Anthony did an excellent job of essentially summing up some of the undisputed facts, if you will, in terms